afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. Yes, it's all true. From Peanut Butter to Private Jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to deliver to you the message and to bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Every week, I'll explore interesting and thought-provoking topics, from interviews with successful entrepreneurs to insightful discoveries and self-fulfillment. The promise is to always deliver information that will make a difference not only in your day, but new thoughts to consider about how you can create your own remarkable life. There are always some great surprises scheduled. Today is no different, and I will tell you, this show is here for you. I am here for you because I want you to discover your own greatness and your own remarkable life. Now, before we get on to today's guest, what I'm very excited about, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what's a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. I'm very proud today that to say that we have passed over 1,000 G-Notes. And today's G-Note simply says, "Dear friend, habituate gratitude. You can be in gratitude with the same spontaneity as being happy. Just something to think about, being grateful today." Now, I'll tell you, if you'd like to get a G-Note every single day, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and click on the, sign up for G-Notes here, but you can also get them on Twitter and Facebook. And also, if you'd like to ask me any questions or my guests any questions today, you can also call in and you can send me questions on Facebook, because my Facebook is open while we're on the air. And I'll tell you, I am really, really, really excited about today's guest, because I will tell you, I hear nothing but good news about this person. Bob Doyle is the creator and the facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program, which is an online curriculum in the law of attraction. He was also one of the featured teachers in the film The Secret, and he was wonderful. Bob's focus is making the law of attraction accessible and practical for anyone of any background, basing his teachings in science and the energetic nature of the universe. With a background in broadcasting, musical composition, and writing, Bob uses many multimedia elements to create an educational experience that is impactful as well as informative and entertaining. I'd like to welcome Bob Doyle to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thanks, Candy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, really, I got to tell you, I hear so much good stuff about you that I am just completely jazzed you're here with me today.
Well, I sure am glad to hear that.
People saying really good stuff out there out in the universe, you know. And what's interesting is I send out a lot of marketing on my shows, and so announcements go out on Twitter, and they go out on Facebook, and they go through my list. And so folks know you're going to be on the air today, and I've got all these great comments about you from folks that have been to your trainings. And so, you know, good for you. I mean, good stuff. It's like, yay.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
That's great.
So tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, you've got quite an extensive background. Certainly, I've read your book and have seen the movie. But tell me a little bit more about who you are. Wow, it sounds like you have a very diverse background.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that is because I was just really struggling to try and find my place in the professional world. You know, it was like I knew that I was a creative person by nature, and I just wanted to find something, some way to express myself creatively in what I did for a living. And so I started out in radio because my father was in broadcasting, and I knew he had a lot of fun, you know, with audio production and stuff like that. So that was stuff I was playing with when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, with, you know, four-track tape recorders, creating all this crazy stuff that I thought was really hilarious. So I thought the radio would be a great outlet for me. And so I spent, I guess about 7 years in radio, and it was fun for a while until it wasn't, you know, until you get to a certain point in radio where you're working for a major market and other people besides you have creative control, you know, over what you can do. And so it just became not as fun for me anymore.
I'm nodding up and down.
There are aspects of it that I like, but
I'm nodding to those comments because I understand.
Yeah. So I left radio to get into computers. Now, this was back in the early 90s when sound cards were still just kind of a new thing and people were just starting multimedia, right? So I saw that as a way for me to continue sort of the production, the creative production of audio and things like that, but add a visual element to it. all that to say that it was just a, it kind of brought another aspect of creativity out of me. And again, it was fun for a while, but then the company I was working for, I really wasn't getting anywhere. Things just weren't happening. The work I would do wasn't really getting out into the world, and so I really wasn't expressing myself in the way that I wanted to. You know, I really, one of my key messages for people is to, you know, to be who you are, to express yourself creatively, and really play full out, because that's how the universe really compensates you, is when you share yourself with people. And of course, I didn't know any of that back then, but I just knew I had the urge to get out there and share. And I was writing music in the back, you know, as kind of a hobby, and just all of these things that were creatively based, and I could just never find my niche. And I ended up, you know, in a corporate environment at one point doing sort of web stuff, you know, and it turned into human resources programming, which I had no interest in whatsoever. And so I stayed in that job because of fear. You know, I think a lot of people can relate. You know, it was a fairly well-paying job. I had all the benefits. I had a young family, and the idea of, you know, quitting to pursue whatever, and I really wasn't even sure what that was going to be, was very frightening, and it kept me paralyzed there for quite some time. And, you know, I did not do it in a way that anybody would consider smart. I did not have a safety net. We had almost $70,000 in debt at that time, and I quit because I just couldn't go in there anymore. And, you know, as I said, in the background, I had been trying to figure out how can I live my life by design. And questions like that, like creating your own reality, you sort of end up sort of taking kind of a new age, you know, road for a while, a path, because those are the only people that are talking about that. You know, there's no traditional mainstream education that's telling you how you can live your dreams. You know, they tell you how to get jobs, but how do you live your dreams? How do you create your reality? So that's when I first started sort of exploring these concepts, and that was all still while I was working, and I became very passionate about them, and I actually even created a meditation CD that uses brainwave entrainment to induce the meditative state, because I was, you know, scatterbrained, and I couldn't do meditation the traditional way. So I created a tool for myself, which I later shared, and that was like my first online product way back when, and it's actually still a part of our Wealth Beyond Reason program. But, you know, it wasn't paying the bills or anything. I couldn't quit my job to do that. So when I did quit my job, I thought, I'm just going to go out there and teach these principles. Now, the one thing I was really missing was what the law of attraction was and how I had really created this situation for myself, how I had attracted the debt, and how, you know, no matter what I tried, it seemed to fall apart. You know, even though I felt like I was intelligent enough or creative enough, why weren't these things working? So to kind of shorten this story, I finally came, after really floundering for 7 or 8 months and spiraling even more into a financial abyss, even while I was trying to teach these principles, I finally came across what ended up being the law, you know, the principles of the law of attraction. I was able to see how my lifetime of beliefs and experience with money were causing, you know, all this self-sabotage in terms of being able to be successful. And
so stop there a second before you go on with your story. So I got a question for you, and we come back from this commercial break, which I think will mean a lot to the folks that are listening. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, your host. So excited to have Bob Doyle here with us today. So keep listening. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Candy G. welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Before we get back to Bob Doyle, I just want to remind you all this weekend is Empowerment 09 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I will be speaking there on Saturday afternoon. It is a two-day event, Friday and Saturday, and there'll be some great folks like Stephen Pierce, Dr. Stan Harris, Myron Golden, Casey Yarborough. I'll be speaking there Saturday afternoon, but what I want to do is to invite all of those listening out there. Tickets to get into this event are $99. The person who is promoting the event has said he will give me as many tickets as I want to sell. I don't want to sell them. I want to give them to my loyal listeners. So here's the deal. If you contact me at CandyG@CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com, or just check my invite on Facebook, I will make sure that you get to be a guest of mine at Empowerment 09 in Raleigh, North Carolina. So just send me an email and I'll make sure you get there because we're going to do some really fun stuff in Raleigh this weekend. So, Bob, I want to ask you, you know, you said something really important in your story, and you were talking about the thoughts that you had about money that were keeping you from attracting the kind of success that you wanted. Mm-hmm. What exactly, you know, share with the listening audience, what exactly did some of those thoughts look like?
Well, I grew up with, you know, it was a single-parent home. My mother was a school teacher, so right away, you know, there wasn't a lot of income coming in. And she was raising two kids, and so my experience with money was that there was never enough, and there was always debt. And more important, and even more importantly, that really controlled me was, you know, my mother hated her job. And so I also learned that it doesn't matter if you like your job or not. You got to do whatever you got to do to make money. So, you know, if those are your core beliefs, if that's your experience, it's, you know, it's an uphill battle to change it, especially if you don't know that you can change them, right? That is right, my exactly. That was my reality about money, and it didn't matter how much ambition I had or how much drive I had or how creative I was or how intelligent I was, not even how much action I took, because eventually it was all going to come around and my belief system was going to rule. That, I mean, from a law of attraction point of view, that was going to be what controlled my vibration, what I was going to put out there, what I could be in resonance with. And so I could not, just from a scientific standpoint, I could not experience the wealth or the abundance that I wanted to because I wasn't ready to allow it. So when I was finally able to see that, then it changed everything. When I started learning a little bit about the quantum physics of things and how your thoughts are actually, you know, that's real energy out there, you know, I could then see that, well, okay, so if I can change these beliefs, if I can change my predominant thinking, then I can attract something else. And so I immediately began the process of doing that.
And, you know, and it's incredible. See, I know what you're talking about to be truth. You know, I've studied these laws and principles for well over 30 years. But for the first 15 years of my life, like most folks, you'll learn great stuff, but you won't always apply it. And 17 years ago, through a series of circumstances, everything I had was made to go away. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. Lost my home. My ex-husband walked, took everything, and left me with a little four-month-old baby to raise.
Wow.
And when I sat back and took the, I was down to, Bob, I was down to a jar of peanut butter in my refrigerator. And I, when I sat back and took an inventory of my life, maybe I didn't have stuff, but I had 15 years of learning and understanding these laws and principles. And I decided, and people weren't really 17 years ago, weren't talking about it like they are now.
Right.
And so without telling anybody, you know, you talked about this in your story. I decided to engineer ways to keep not just my conscious thinking, but my subconscious thinking on track. I decide to direct my thoughts. And like I said, my subconscious thinking more than my conscious thinking. And in a relatively short period of time, I went out and built a sales team to the top 4% in the world. I went from being a broke, homeless, single mother to making as much money in a month as a lot of folks make in a year. And 10 years ago, I decided to step out and teach folks what it is that I know. And it's the part of my story that I talk about in the beginning. It's all true. I went from being a broke, homeless, single mother eating peanut butter out of a jar to most places I go today. I travel by private jets and I have two homes and a wonderful new husband. And it's amazing when you can truly understand that you can design and create and attract the things that you want in your life.
I think one of the things that you clearly did, which is also what I did and what a lot of people don't do, okay, they learn these principles or whatever, they hear about them, and then they just kind of start trying these little techniques. They try this and that. They make a vision board or they make a list or they visualize. They do all these little things that they hear works. The difference is what you and and I did, and what the what people who really experienced change with these principles did, is they stepped into a different way of being. You
right.
decided to stop being the homeless, single, peanut butter eating woman, and you
mm-hmm.
decided to be a business building success, right?
Right.
And so what
exactly.
I decided to be, once I started learning these principles, was I decided to be a person who was going to effectively communicate these principles and make a difference in people's lives, not aspire to be that person, not work my way up to being that person, but on that day I made the decision that I've got this and that background. Everything I've ever done in my life, whether I've hated it or not, has groomed me for my ability to do this. I know how to communicate. I know how to produce audio. I know how to produce graphics. I can do everything I need to do. I have every skill I need to do this, and I have the knowledge. I had my aha moment. I had the awakening. So now all I had to do was step into being the person who could powerfully communicate these principles. And as soon as I just stepped into being that, not just trying to or saying I'm going to one day or not just
wanting
even doing
to.
It.
Right, right.
Yeah,
not
just doing it. It was who mm-hmm. I became. And when you do that, that's when the law of attraction just kind of works automatically, you know, because now you're totally putting out there, this is who I am. And so everything lines up to create that as a reality for yourself. So many people struggle, though, because they don't step into being. They want to see evidence first before they'll be a wealthy person. You know, they want to have a huge amount of money before they can be wealthy. But that's just not how it works. You have to be an abundant person, and then it will come to you.
Right. It's a real show-me-first attitude. But there's also, you know, in this self-development movement, there's a very, what I call, shelf-development movement. What I mean is, you know, it's great. I'd love everybody to buy my book, but the truth is I don't want anybody to buy it unless they're going to use the stuff that's in it.
Right.
Because most folks, I'll tell you a wonderful story. A couple years ago, I was doing an event with Les Brown. I've traveled with Les extensively in the country and out of the country. And we were doing an event in London, and there were 1,000 sales folks there. And so I asked who had heard of the book Think and Grow Rich. Now, out of 1,000 people, Bob, 700 people raised their hand.
Yep.
All right, well, you folks that have heard of it, how many of you have actually bought the book? Now I got 300 hands in the air. Okay. Now, if you folks that have bought the book, how many of you have read it? Now I got 60 hands in the air. All right, now, out of 1,000 people, you 60 that have read the book, how many of you have actually applied the principles and made changes in your life? And out of 1,000 people, Bob, there were only 2 hands in the air.
Yep.
And, you know,
yep, that's
all
interesting.
That book. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Obviously, that book has changed a lot of people's lives. But, you know, I was trying desperately to earn money in any way, and I was involved in a network marketing company, and, of course, I was a disaster at it. But somebody gave me that book, you know, you should read this. This will change everything. And I just didn't get it. You know, I read it. I did read it, but I just was like, first of all, you know, the 1910 language was kind of like I just wasn't resonating with it. But also I just, you know, so certainly I didn't apply anything, you know.
Right.
But now, you know, you see that what he was talking about in so many ways is what we're saying. It's just in different language, obviously.
It's the same thing. It's different language. He had the deal down. But it's amazing because if all it took was to just read a book, everybody'd be thin, rich, and happy. That it takes, it's not, and what I like to say, it's not knowledge, it's power, it's the use of knowledge, it's power, and you're right, and it's stepping into that being place. I am this. I know I am this. And here's the interesting thing I think that most folks don't get is that when you step out and begin to utilize these laws and principles like you talk about, you become the being part of it, which is a great way to put it, is that once you try it and see some things begin to manifest, it'll build your belief. And it'll give you more energy to go out and continue to utilize it day after day. You know, I know for me, after 30 years, I'm so embedded in this. It's, you know, I think about things and focus on it relentlessly, and it just shows up at the door. So,
right. It is one of those things. That's why we always say, you know, like, yeah, I think in the movie I talked about manifesting a cup of coffee or something small that you're not attached to. People are so, when they start this, they hear about the law of attraction or they see The Secret or whatever, and then they just immediately want to go after that $1 million, right, or something like that. And they're nowhere near able to do that because of the resistance they have. If they're struggling, it's because they have got a very definite vibration. They've got a set of resistance, a belief system that supports their struggle, you know, that has attracted that. To try to leap to $1 million overnight because they saw some movie, you know, they've got a lot of resistance. They've clearly got beliefs about money that they need to deal with. But that little by little stuff really, really does work, and it does help you gain momentum. Because once you really get that it works, then you realize that size means nothing to the universe.
Right, right. Right. I hear you. Oh, I hear you. I did. I moved ahead in little teeny baby steps until it really began to manifest. But, you know, one of the things that I noticed is that, you know, you were talking about your beliefs about money. And when you take a look at me and you go, how could somebody walk away and take everything you had? I mean, people take a look at that part of my story and go, ooh, ow, how awful. And the truth is, it's one of the greatest gifts of my life.
Yeah.
But what was interesting, when I took a look back and was willing to accept responsibility that I created this somehow, I took a look at my own self and what I had been embedded in my spiritual studies, and I said, I want my life to be about love and truth and nothing else. Little did I realize what I was asking for, because the life that I was living was neither about love nor truth. I had a wonderful agreement to cohabitate with my ex-husband, but it wasn't really about love or truth. And because that is what was, I was just embedding into my conscious and subconscious mind, it had to fall apart.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I can easily sit back and accept responsibility. And I never sat back and said, oh, look what someone else did to me. And I think that's an important part for folks. And what I want to do is I want to talk to the listening audience about your online program, because it's great to be able to have access to somebody right from your home. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G and Bob Doyle. We've got great stuff going on here. Stick with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are. Shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G and Bob Doyle. And I'll tell you, I don't just do the radio show. I've got an extraordinary team we call the G-Force, and we are out in the workplace. We call ourselves the new face of Workplace America. And we have taken all of this information I've studied for decades, and we have created a program, and we are inside corporate America, changing companies from the inside out. Here's one quote from one of our CEO clients. It has affected our bottom line every day that you are not doing the vision program. I promise you, it is costing you money. So we're bringing this stuff inside the corporate arena. We've been doing that for about 5 or 6 years. If you've got a company and you'd like to get more information on the vision program, contact me, Candy, G-K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com. You know, Bob, I was saying before we went to break, you've got your online program, and I think that that piece is brilliant. You know, as you heard me mention, I'm doing most of the work I'm doing these days is in the corporate arena, and a lot of folks will contact me and say, how can I learn this stuff? How can I apply this stuff? And I do from time to time get out to a public event, but I really haven't been teaching my program in the public arena. Folks need a place where they can go to, where folks can teach them how to use this stuff in your everyday, and it's great that you have an online program. How does your online program work, and how can folks access that?
Well, basically, it's a curriculum in the Law of Attraction. It's all divided up into modules. So they come in, they don't need to know anything, you know. In some cases, it's almost better that they don't, you know. But if they do have an understanding of the Law of Attraction, that's great too. So they come in, and we guide them through. Here's what it is. Here's what it isn't. We kind of try to bust up the myths so that really, you know, that people can get past the belief part, because that's a big piece. If you just don't even, if you're not sure that the Law of Attraction is real or whatever, then every technique or process that you're given is like, why am I doing this? You know, you got to really understand that it's real. And then, like you said, one of the most important turning points in your life was it was when you learned to take responsibility that you had attracted your situation, no matter how bad it may have looked from the outside, right? So when a person can take responsibility that whatever their situation is, they have somehow attracted it. It's not about blame. It's not about you screwed up. It's just like, okay, it's actually very empowering, as you know, because now you don't have to be at the mercy of everybody else. So that's a really big, important part of our program up front. And then, you know, once you understand what the law of attraction is and how it works and all that and how it's been at work in your life, it's really about eliminating those limiting beliefs that we were talking about, those negative thoughts, the stuff that's real energy that keeps the law of attraction from appearing to work. It's always working. You know, you're always going to attract appropriately, but, you know, you may be consciously thinking, oh, I'm, you know, money or whatever, and it's not coming, and you're wondering why. Oh, the law of attraction doesn't work. It's always working. What we need to get at is, what is it inside you that's running that is keeping you out of energetic resonance, if you will, with having abundance or whatever it is that you're trying to attract? It's not just all about money, right?
So that's right. The creative, compliant part of our universe doesn't just take a look at your thoughts and feelings and say, oh, these are good ones. Let's pluck these out and create those.
That's correct.
Right, exactly. It'll create, there's not no judgment there. It'll create the not so good ones too.
That's right. And so as adults, you know, we're 30 years old, 30 plus years old. We've had a lifetime of beliefs. You know, it doesn't necessarily happen instantly that all those beliefs just vanish, you know, the negative beliefs or the ones that are limiting you, and suddenly you can attract everything. It is a process, you know. Now, amazing, miraculous things can happen very quickly when you learn these things. But depending on your various areas of resistance, some things can come slower than others. But it is the best time you can ever spend on getting rid of these things, because they've limited you your whole life, and you've got the rest of your life of unlimited possibility if you just do the work to release that resistance. So our program is really, once we lay the foundation of what is the law of attraction, it's mostly about eliminating resistance and putting these principles into action. Because as we talked about before, if you're not in action, you're not really you're working in concert with the universe. It's not like it's, I want this, and then the universe does everything. The universe brings you your next step. You know, you'll get an inspired idea. If you don't take action on it, well, nothing's going to happen. You know, if you have a chance meeting with somebody and you talk about something that's interesting, and you don't take any action or follow up or say, I wonder what this is about. I wonder what this path is for. If you don't do anything, you know, now you're going to have to just wait for the next thing for the universe to give you. You've got to be in action. And so the more powerfully you're in action, the quicker this stuff will work. So again, our program is about keeping you in action.
You know, I know what you're saying is so true. I've been doing Nothing But Good News on the radio for about 7 years. And I have folks from about 100 countries listening to the radio show. It's really pretty exciting. And I started the show because I wanted a place where folks could hear the good stuff. I'm speaking, I'm writing, I'm training, I'm doing all those things. But I really wanted one place that I knew folks could go and hear the good stuff, because how important it is to feed our subconscious mind. I started focusing on the fact that I was on the air and that I was on the radio, and I put myself into that place of being. And before you knew it, I got a call from a station in Orlando. I was doing a teleconferencing call at the time, and they said, we heard what you're doing. We would like to put you on the air. Now, that's one of those things where it magically showed up before me. However, I still had to learn how to be on the air, get sponsors, do all the things that I did. I still had to take the action. Like, the universe opened the door, but I had to step through and be willing to take the action that it took to get it done. So case in point to your piece about, you know, being in action. And sometimes it does show up, and sometimes you do have to just put one foot in front of the other and have it just say, I'm walking in faith. I know this is where I'm going. Something amazing will show up.
Right. So, my own personal path to getting, you know, my big breakthroughs was just a case study in taking inspired action that made no logical sense. You know, it doesn't, like, I would have never, if I had been logical about what brought me to this point, it never would have happened. I had to give that up. I had to just follow my intuition and not worry about whether or not it made any sense to me or whether I thought it was going to bring me to. You know, I wanted a business that I could work from home, and it was going to be great and fun, and the path I was following had nothing to do with that. But it felt like I needed to take it for whatever reason, and it led me exactly where I needed to be, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't do it. So it's learning to trust your intuition is a big thing for some people if they've never, ever done it. But again, it's just one of those things you just kind of got to play with and see what happens.
Well, don't you think that Earth, you know, I call this thing that we do, it's Earth School. And those opportunities will present themselves for us so that we can learn and grow through, and I think eventually get to this stuff so that we can all create and create abundance in all aspects of our lives, not just money, but in spirituality and relationships and all those things that we're meant to have. And I know for me, when I was a broke, homeless, single mother, and my universe kept putting in front of me this thing about real estate. And I'm like, there's no way in this world I'm getting licensed to sell real estate. I used to open and run restaurants. I've trained chefs to cook. But when I had a little baby girl, I couldn't do that anymore. And every time I turn around, somebody else was talking to me about real estate. And so I said, well, let me take a look at it. So I took a look at it and got licensed, and utilizing the laws of attraction, these powerful laws to create the things that we want, I built a sales team, like I said earlier, to the top 4% in the world. When I decided to, and that was that the passion, was that the passion of my life? No, it wasn't. But I learned to live that peace out of service and out of utilizing the powerful laws and principles. And the amazing thing is that I found is when I stepped out into the speaking arena, is that one of the best things that ever happened to me was learning how to be a realtor first, because all of those incredible things that you learn how to market yourself just transferred into the speaking industry. Like, it was the perfect segue. Mm-hmm. And who would have known back then that that would have been a key component to what it is that I do now?
Right, right. But we get so analytical. We want to have the path, you know, all laid out. We want to know every single step. And there's nothing that'll slow you down more than that. Now, a lot of times, you know, the path will present itself in a very logical way. You can see your way from here to there. That will happen right. Sometimes, but sometimes you won't. You'll only know the next step. But that's all you've got to take. That's all you've got to know is that next step, but you've got to take it.
What has been the hardest part for you, your biggest obstacle?
Well, I run into that, especially early on, is like, well, how? How is this going to happen? You know, I made major breakthroughs in my life with letting go of that. But then once, you know, you get kind of comfortable and then you think, well, okay, I've reached this level. Now I really got to think this out, you know, and you don't. And so I would continually do that. Or the other thing is that I got really hung up on a while, I guess about 1 or 2 years into what I was doing, was wanting to do everything myself, you know, and forgetting that, you know, I'm part of this entire universe, that everybody has a part to play, and it's not just all about doing it yourself. Learning that you will attract people, too, not just, you know, money and things like that and ideas, but people will come in and out of your life who will help you. And in helping you, they will help themselves and you will help them. You know, so again, it's allowing yourself to let go of certain things. You know, what I was finding was that, well, I don't like this part of my business. I don't like the bookkeeping part, but I wanted to do it because I wanted to be in control. Or I don't like the web design, or I'm tired of doing the web design part, but I don't want to, you know, give it up because I don't want to lose control. So letting go of that whole control thing when you're an entrepreneur, you know, that was very challenging for me as well. But once I started doing it, I started to enjoy what I was doing all that much more, and the people I worked with were great, and you know, I've just was very intentional to attract exactly the right people. And so that's what would happen. And so now we're all having fun.
That's awesome. You know, a couple of things that you said that I think were really key. And you talked about allowing twice. And you talked about allowing first in the last segment, in the sense of allowing to receive, being able allowing to receive. But also you just talked about allowing letting go.
Yeah.
And I think the allowing piece for a lot of folks is a difficult concept, don't you think?
Yeah, it's huge. It's really the biggest part. Because it all ties into the resistance that I was talking about. Because that's really the only thing, when you get into the nuts and bolts of the law of attraction, resistance is the only thing that's keeping you from attracting what you want. But that all of that stuff, resistance takes the form, you know, in those limiting beliefs and things, and the ideas that I've got to do this all myself, I've got to get it all figured out. Well, you're resisting infinite possibility when you do that.
Right, because you're limited by, right.
You're just making it harder on yourself, thinking that you've got to get it all, you know, you've got to handle it yourself. So letting go of that is very challenging for some people. But once you do, then you see how much easier life becomes in so many different areas.
Right, it's very true, and it's something that has been called the wisdom of uncertainty, because in the uncertainty lies all the possibilities. You know, we can't absolutely positively know everything. If everything was limited to just what we thought, it would be a very limiting universe. But when we can really, really, really let go and allow, it's extraordinary. I'm amazed all the time at the things that have shown up and the things that continue to show up. But I have learned to stay consciously, consistently, relentlessly focused on where I'm going. And in that peace, there is always the peace that surrounds that, is my intention, and the intention in everything I do is to make a difference every single time I open my mouth. That's just part of that piece when you talk about intention, and that piece is so important. So many important things that you've touched on already. You've talked on allowing, and you've talked about not worrying about the how, and you've talked about one of the things that you talked about that I love that you said is playing full out, and that how much the universe loves when you play full out. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we all have our unique talents and abilities and stuff, but most of us play small, you know. If we're and it doesn't matter. It's not just creative stuff like being a musician or an actor or a painter or whatever. It's whatever you're up to in life. We, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society or whatever where we grow up with this limited thinking. You know, like this is the responsible way to go. Don't, you know, you can relegate this to your hobby, but you need to go do this because that's the responsible thing. If you're going to have a family and you're going to have a career, blah, 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 you do all this stuff. And so when you push who you truly are down and relegate it to a few hours a week or whatever, or just for fun, et cetera, then, you know, you're not playing full out. You want to be as big a you as you can possibly be and reach as many people as possible. And in doing so, you contribute the most value to the universe, and then that's where the reciprocation comes in. So if you just play small, and let's say you're an artist and you just sell your jewelry or whatever at your little, you know, shows in town, well, you're limiting yourself, you know, but if you can find a way to reach a much bigger audience or contribute your value, your creative value in some bigger way to touch the lives of many more people, obviously, you know, just logically speaking, your income potential goes up, for example. You know, that's why it's such a great time to be alive, because of the Internet. You know, the Internet allows us to be able to reach gazillions of people, you know, just like big businesses do. You know, and you network and you learn ways. It just was not possible 15 years ago.
Right. It really is incredible. It's amazing. You're right. So much good stuff. Bob Doyle, you're terrific. I'm so happy to have you here today. Stick around. We've got two more segments to go. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Special guest, Bob Doyle. And we're talking about boundless living, wealth beyond reason. Stick with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. It's Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and Bob Doyle today. And I just want to know, did you get your copy of Nothing But Good News magazine? Just go to my website, candyg.com. It's right there on the front page. We've got some great articles, some great stories, some great quotes, and some of my favorite sponsors. Shout out to Larry's Limo, Basket of Books, Conscious Living Partnership, some of these great, great folks that are in the magazine. So go and pick up your copy. It's complimentary. My website, it's a resource for you. There's just some great, great, great stuff there. So go check it out. You know, we were talking about how the internet brings folks close today and in the world today. And it's really interesting because folks will, you know, click on and chat with me from time to time. But there was a wonderful young man today from Denver who he took the time to click on and say, hey, what is it that you do? Who are you? What do you do? And we chatted for a while. And he had such an incredible spark and spirit. Aaron, I hope you're listening because you really, really impressed me today. There's really greatness in who you are, and remarkable things are coming your way. I just want you to know that. But it's amazing how just in an instant you can touch somebody. It's incredible.
Yeah, and that's, excuse me, that's correct. And anybody can do it. I mean, it really levels the playing field for people who really want to play big. You can absolutely do it. Now is the time.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the playing big part. I have, you know, I told you I teach my program in the workplace, and I have been for about 5 or 6 years. And I guess it was about 2 or 3 months ago, I was inside one company, and I will do stuff in other languages. I have simultaneous translation equipment. And I happen to have a class that was half Spanish and half English. And it's a two-day event with a lot of backup, follow-up on the back end. And at the end of the 2 days, a wonderful young man who was 61 years old, and he had come here from Cuba several decades ago, and he worked at his job for almost 18 years. And after teaching him about how this stuff works and why it works and the things you can do and all of this, he, through the translator, had said to me, he said, I've come to realize how important I am. And this is just a laborer with this company, not just a laborer, an integral part of the company. But he says, I've come to realize that I'm very important to this company and that what I do really matters and that they really care about me enough to help me grow. And at the end of that, he said, at 61 years old, I realize I'm not done. I have so much more to give, and he made a commitment to go out and learn English because up until now he's been in the country for several decades, and you know, to me, I just found that that astounding because so many people do live in such a small place, and to just open up the door and step out, try to do something just a little bigger, is amazing.
Yeah, amazing. You know what? That is such a key point about, you know, it never being too late. You know, even if you only have a week to live and you don't know it, that week could be something extraordinary, and you could impact countless lives if you play full out, if you go out there and share who you are with the world. It is never too late to make the impact that you're here to make.
Right. I believe it's true, and it really affected me to hear him say, I realize at 61 I'm not done. And
yeah.
And that's exciting. So I want to ask you, you know, on this journey that you've taken and you've created, you really do. You have just some of the best stuff I've seen on the web. You have a beautiful website. And as I mentioned earlier, folks just love coming out to hear you speak and who you are in this speaking, training, creating, sharing world that we live in is pretty remarkable. But my question to you is, has there ever been a time where you feel that fear thing? Have you ever been afraid?
Yeah. my well, you know, obviously the first part of my life up to this point was totally ruled by fear. I mean, and you know, I actually we have this thing that we do called the Boundless Living Challenge, which is it's free for people to participate in, and it's all about people stepping into a life of passion where they've been stopped before. It's really about stepping through fear. And we, you know, we give them law of attraction tools and resistance releasing tools and all of this stuff and a really supportive environment where they can share what they're up to and get support from. There's like 12,000 people doing this now. But I always participate. Every time we do a round of these things, I participate. And the very first one was I've been a musician for, you know, I guess in some way or the other all my life, but and written a lot of music, but never performed live for people. I really had this fear, I mean, a tremendous fear of being judged, of looking stupid, what if I make a mistake, whatever it was. And so I've always just been a kind of an in the studio, and I'll share it when I'm done kind of thing. So the very first challenge I took on was about performing music live. But the thing, when you take that kind of thing on, you realize that it wasn't just about me getting up there and performing music. It touched so many areas of my life around creative self-expression where I got stopped. Like I said about, you know, being judged or looking stupid. Those are areas that rule people's lives in all kinds of situations. And it wasn't just about music for me. I mean, I think there's lots of areas in my life where that was a real big stopping point. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we can always, no matter how successful we are or what we're up to, we can always go better. There's always room to grow. And so what was great about that experience for me was I was petrified throughout. I had two different coaches working with me on creativity and self-expression and music and things like that. I really put myself out in front of everybody with video updates in the Balanced Living Challenge area and really just bared my soul. I mean, I was just clearly one of them. You know, I wasn't Bob Doyle from The Secret or anything like that. I was just another person stepping through a tremendous amount of fear, and it culminated in me doing this event in Austin, Texas, where, you know, I was teaching about self-expression, the law of attraction, but I also played the piano and played the guitar and sang, all of which were, you know, would have been impossible 3 months before that, you know. So absolutely, there's all kinds of things that still confront me. But what's great now is that I do at least have tools, you know, or a support system to get me through those fears if I really feel that they're holding me back in my life.
And you also have the experience of having walked through it and seeing what's on the other side.
That's correct, right.
And it is.
I mean, so, you know, that's a couple of things. Quitting my job was a very fearful experience for me. But I couldn't be here where I am today if I'd kept working there, right? And same with the music thing. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you'll see that every now and then I'll post a video of me playing the ukulele and singing, just something crazy. I never would have done that a year ago. But as a result of doing that, I feel expressed creatively. People see I'm a real person. I become more approachable. I think it just helps me. It helps other people, you know, to see, well, here's this guy, and he's doing this crazy crap online, and he's just like one of us, you know. And I think that's just a wonderful thing.
Well, I have always loved to sing. The problem is when I opened my mouth, my family would go in the other room. And so I didn't say I was good.
I didn't mean to imply that at all, yeah.
No, but I mean, seriously, and several years ago I decided, you know, I was listening to myself. I would say, God gave me a voice to speak but not a voice to sing. And I went, wow, every single time I say that, I embed that deeper and deeper into who I am.
Yeah.
So I went out and hired a voice coach, and I found out that I had a voice and that it was an instrument that I just needed to learn how to use.
Yeah.
And I practiced and practiced, and I sang once at an event, and I sang a Whitney Houston song a cappella. I absolutely blew some notes. I absolutely nailed some notes. And by the end of the song, every single person in the room was singing and crying because they knew how afraid I was to do this. So I understand this. I also found out if you want to continue singing, you've got to keep practicing, which it wasn't a big enough thing for me to continue to do. But it's amazing. You're right. I'm going to go look for some of those videos online.
The real power of your story is that you moved people in a tremendous way because you just went out there and expressed yourself. They didn't care whether you were good.
They didn't
care that you did it.
Because they know,
they can identify that they have things they want to do and they're too scared to do it, and there you went and did it, mistakes and all. There's
scared
nothing more
all.
Motivating than that. And that's what, you know, that's what's great about having the Balanced Living Challenge area with all those people. They're all doing that. So if you feel stuck, you can go watch a video of somebody and see how they step through their fear, and
did.
It is inspiring.
Right. Exactly. Another commercial break up on us. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerijet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerijet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. We've been having a great show here on Nothing But Good News with Bob Doyle. And just one more reminder, come out next weekend, come out to Empowerment 09. You can check us out online, empowerment09.com. But if you're going to come, don't register there. Email me. This isn't marketing hype. It's absolutely true. I am taking care of your ticket to get in the door. As a guest of Candy G, email me at my website or on Facebook. Come on out. It's a two-day event. I encourage you to come both days. There's some great folks there. I will be speaking on Saturday. So I hope to see you in Raleigh. So, you know, Bob, you have such great stuff. You have such great energy. I could have you on the show for a couple of hours, and we could talk about this stuff. What do you want to make sure? We've got about 8 minutes left. What do you want to make sure that you share with the listening audience?
You know, mostly that this is not – this ability to create your life by design is not limited to a few select people. And no matter what you've tried and you consider yourself failed at, you know, I saw The Secret, I bought this book, and I tried all this stuff, it didn't work. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that it's not accessible to you. All it means is that you've still got resistance and that you need to do some exploration as to where your limiting beliefs are. Because until you do that, you're going to pretty much stay where you are, you know. And the more you ignore it and sometimes it can be very challenging to look at that stuff because, you know, who knows where it came from. It could have been something that was traumatic in your life or whatever. You know, I'm not saying it has to be traumatic to go through this. I'm saying that if you really have a vision for yourself, if you've got something that you're passionate about and you really want to do, you can do it. But, you know, you're going to have to take some action to deal with what's been stopping you. And getting an understanding of the law of attraction, whether it's through our program or some other way, and seeing the truth of it is really amazing. And it's, like I said before, it's very empowering because now you know, okay, I can do it. I'm a human being. I'm part of this universe. I'm not separate from it. I have access to the exact same tools and energy that everything else in this universe has. So I'm the only denominator here is deciding why this is or is not working, and I can always change my thoughts. I can always change my intentions. I can always change the level of action that I'm taking, and I can have what I want.
Right, and you just have to want to. You just have to want to do it. You just have to make that decision and decide that you're going to do whatever it takes. And back to that piece that we talked about before, which was real personal responsibility. You know, so many folks out there, they'll just go, well, you don't know my situation.
Right.
You don't understand what's happened to me. And the instant that you do that, you give away all your creative power.
That's
like
correct.
You're turning it over. And so there's enormous, and you said it earlier, and I'll repeat it, there's enormous power in accepting responsibility. All the possibilities live in that responsibility piece.
Yeah, and it's not about beating yourself up or making yourself wrong at all. Not on any level is it about that. It's not something you dwell on. It's a thing to look at and go, ah, like when I said, well, wait a minute, I've had these belief systems my whole life. No wonder I'm here. Now, I could have dwelled on that. Beat myself up over it. No, what I decided to do is let's get down to changing these beliefs. You know, let's get rid of this resistance so that I can immediately start to attract something else.
Right, exactly. I mean, exactly. And again, it's that personal responsibility piece. Is there something that you can share with the listening audience today, some kind of a tool or some kind of an exercise to do to begin to put themselves on the path towards themselves?
Well, there's two things I would do. And one is to say, you know, try to get clear on what it is you want your life to look like, and also understand that you don't have to decide the ultimate thing. You know, your passion, your sense of purpose, your path, it can evolve, it can change. Start from what you know you want to be different about your life right now, and get into the feeling that you will have when it's changed. In other words, you know, whether it's meditation or visualization or just writing it down on paper, create a vision for your life that is compelling to you and evokes an emotional response that is wonderful, you know, full of joy and passion. Now, but you'll also almost immediately become aware of the resistance that comes up, the voice inside your head that says, you'll never do that. That's too big. How will you possibly do that? That's when you've got to start utilizing, when we haven't really talked about it in this call, but, I mean, I've mentioned them, but we haven't really talked about anything in particular, but releasing techniques, and there's so many now ways to get in there and change that energy that is those belief systems so that they don't have the attractive power, or in this case, I guess the repulsing power that they do. So, you know, it's learning about releasing techniques. And there are certain things like the Sedona method. You know, Hal Dwoskin was also in The Secret. That's his program. EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, is a huge one. There's all sorts of different programs for, you know, letting go of limiting beliefs. And you must explore those. I mean, it's just a Google search, you know. You can start this stuff today by saying, what do I want? Let's create a vision and then learn about releasing techniques. That's the quickest thing because, again, once you know what you want to start, the only job you have at that point is to stay in that emotional, that feeling of having it through whatever techniques you want and then releasing the resistance as it comes up.
I second that story by saying that these laws and these principles and the way this works isn't for select few. You know, I promise you, I am the girl next door, absolutely the girl next door, and I just happened to figure out how this stuff works, but I chose to apply it daily until it worked.
Yeah,
like it wasn't just, you mentioned earlier, some people will try a few things. Well, okay, this stuff doesn't work. Oh, maybe I should try this. It doesn't work. I believe I'm a very systems person, and I believe you create a system and follow that system every single day.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, it's a very key distinction. It's not about, I always say the law of attraction is not a program. It's not a self-development tool. It's a very powerful force in the universe that's always on. So this isn't something you do 30 minutes a day. It's something you be all the time.
Right. Right, I hear you. I absolutely second that motion. How can folks find you, Bob?
Wealthbeyondreason.com is pretty much my hub. That's where they can get some, you know, get an idea of how I do things, how I teach things, and you know, just kind of where I'm coming from. If they go to that site, they'll learn how they can find. I've got lots of videos on YouTube where I address all sorts of different aspects of the law of attraction and, you know, objections that people have and very common questions. But wealthbeyondreason.com is probably the best place to go to start.
There's so many resources that folks can get online today. Like you said, you can go to YouTube. Is YouTube where I'm going to be able to find you singing with the ukulele? That's what I'm real interested in here.
Yes.
But there's so many great resources, and for instance, if you go to my website, all my radio shows are archived, and I have probably 200 shows archived, and great guests like yourself, and the Nothing But Good News magazine, and it's all free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can just go. There's so many resources that folks can just tap out and get into. But I would urge folks to check out Wealth Beyond Reason and check out Bob's online program. You need a protocol. You absolutely need a protocol. So you can go in and check that out, or you can contact me, get a copy of Now Boarding Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. It'll walk you through a process. Like Bob says, it doesn't matter whose you use. Just go use something to keep yourself on track. Absolutely, keep yourself on track. Can people see you speak anywhere soon?
Boy, on the spot. I've got some tentative things right now. In October I'm going to be, but they're all private events, so.
Right.
I don't have anything like for the general public at this point. But I talk plenty online with videos and stuff like that. That's how I address the masses most of the time.
All right, that's great. You know, Bob, I so appreciate you being here. You're a great guy. You're a super spirit. Thank you for being here and helping to make such a difference. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We're here every Monday and Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. We've got some great, great, great guests coming up like Bob. So keep listening, and this is Candy G just telling you to get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.